According to Field & Stream's Colin Kearns, there is an almost mythical fly-tying feather. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
There's a geneticist who lives in Colorado. His name's Tom Whiting. And what he does is he breeds roosters, chickens, specifically for fly-tying feathers. And some of the birds he's bred do not look like your typical farm barnyard chicken. And these things are just incredible looking, with the wild colored feathers, very like abnormally long feathers. And it's just a neat look inside his little chicken lab in the middle of Colorado. And his feathers are sought after by fly tiers around the world because they tie the most perfect and beautiful flies to catch fish with.
In fact, this geneticist, Tom Whiting, noticed a pattern in the early 1990s, and fly tiers all over the world were asking him for his feather. It had to be long, wide, fat barbed, and without webbing or a frayed end, something more like a squirrel tail than a typical bird feather. The earliest British books on fishing mention such a feather, reportedly plucked from the neck of the spade cock, an almost mythical rooster bred on the banks of Scotland's River Spey and deeply connected to fly fishing's 19th century start. This chicken supposedly grew feathers that produced seamless natural movements underwater and made for a fly that no salmon could resist. This is David Sparks for Sportsman's Spotlight.